an old curiosity shop. A smart common saw one day, while wandering inside, and there he espied two beautiful eyes, a gray bird glanced very shyly his way, like a sweet piece of dress of china, in dainty blue and white was she. And as he gazed on that sweet vision, with a smile said he, "My pretty little feet of Dresden china, I love you. There's lots of other nice things in the shop, but they won't do. I've taken such a fancy to your dainty white and blue. Never mind the price, you are extra nice, and I must have you." To that old curiosity shop he'd go any time to spare, and a knick-knack he'd buy, though prices were high, yet he didn't seem to care. So long as the girlie was there, he would whisper, "My queen of beauty, you are the only gem that I adore. And there's not a girlie like you in the world, I'm sure. My pretty little feet of Dresden china, I love you. There's lots of other nice things in the shop, but they won't do. I've taken such a fancy to your dainty white and blue. Never mind the price, you are extra nice, and I must have you." From that old curiosity shop, to marry her love so true, that sweet girl one day was driven away. Ah, she looked such a picture, too, in her bridal dress, white and blue. Mr. Shower of confetti falling, away drove the happy groom and bride. And as he kissed her, oh, so fondly, once again he sighed, "My pretty little feet of Dresden china, I love you. There's lots of other nice things in the shop, but they won't do. I've taken such a fancy to your dainty